The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Radio. This is episode 551 of The Show. I'm your host, Andrew. And this episode, I speak with Oso Holly, the founder and CEO of Grinding Coffee Co. So, wonderful conversation about the company, the product, the sponsorships or partnerships and different things that they're doing in their space to bring up this company. I was very excited to have the conversation. And also, if you are, if you want some coffee, you can definitely check out our code TSR, that is in caps, TSR. That'll give you 25% off of the total order. So that's code TSR in caps. That'll give you 25% off the total order when you order Grinding Coffee Co. So Oso Holly, this episode 551. Enjoy. All right. So yeah, so fill me in. I mean, I just want to get right into it. I'm just trying to understand what you're offering. I guess give me your origin story, and then we'll run right into the business side of things and how this is going to help and benefit streamers in the long run, that kind of a thing. So how are you? Catch me up with the COVID and all that stuff, how you're being safe.
I'm pretty good. I wouldn't say that I'm safe. Funny story, I actually work in healthcare, and this was going to be a side job for me until I could save up to apply to medical school. But now that this is taken off, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know, like this was really unexpected because, you know, me and Leah, we've been best friends for like 2-3 years now, and I trust her with my life. And this was just something that we tried after a previous business that we had failed due to some changes in laws that were enacted by the Trump administration that would have made it unfeasible for our previous business to remain afloat. So we are a Black and LGBT owned coffee business from Georgia. Funny story, me and Leah actually live 2.5 hours apart. I'm the only one that has a computer. She actually only has an iPhone. Okay. We're working on getting her a computer or a laptop of some flavor so she can, you know, take more control on the business side. So right now she's running most of our social media with the exclusion of Twitter. So she does our Facebook, our Instagram, all of our outreach posts. She does all of that by herself. And I'm really more of the business and partner handler because that's just what I'm comfortable in. You know, the less talking I have to do to people, the better. Even though I've done it for so long, it's just not really my favorite thing to do.
So 6 years, is that accurate? You've done audio before, right? Who's done radio? Yeah. Is that you?
That's me. Okay. I used to work at a radio station. I went to a gifted high school, and we were given this option to do what's called a senior project, where we work with whoever it is about a talent or a skill that we would like to learn. And at first, you know, of course, I'm going to tell my mom, hey, mom, I want to learn how to, you know, make beats or stuff. I want to be a DJ. My mom was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And I was like, what? So, you know, of course I was like, okay, well, how about I work in radio instead? And she said, okay, that's a little more feasible. So I ended up working at one of the biggest radio stations in the Southeast, Q1073 under PMB Broadcasting's guys. And I was mainly stuck to 103.7 Light FM, which was their adult contemporary station, which is pretty much an easy listening station. I thought it would be very interesting because, as you know, a kid who was born in the later part of the 90s, I'm not going to understand anything from the 80s, but this was an 80s radio station. So I learned a lot while I was there. I left high school, I went to the local college, and I majored in communications, where I also did radio while I was there. I was actually the program director for 3 years until I left to go work in the hospital as a medical scribe, which is what I do now. Currently, I'm in EMT basic school. I'm almost finished. I have my clinical tomorrow where I'm actually going on the ambulance. We previously had to go on the ambulance back in March-ish when we were first understanding what COVID was and they were just running out of hands. So my class was one of the classes that had to actually go out and evaluate patients that had COVID-19. So I've been exposed numerous times, you know, just working in healthcare. I was exposed 3 or 4 days ago. But, you know, with the way that things are, as long as you're keeping your mask on, as long as you're washing your hands, as long as you're sticking away from everybody and self-quarantining, no matter what the government tells you, it will help keep you healthy and it will help keep others healthy.
Yeah, I just went to my in-laws yesterday. We haven't seen them since maybe January or December, somewhere around there. And it was weird. Just, you know, you couldn't give them a hug and you had to make sure you were, you know, you wore your mask, and we did, and stay away from them and trying to get things, you know, hey, do you want some chips, or, you know, you guys okay? You know, that kind of vibe was just kind of weird. But just the fact that we're able to see them since it's been so long, it was just encouraging to know that it was okay. Because I wanted to do that, you know, for Father's Day. I was like, yo, why don't we just go to your parents' house and see how they're doing and stuff like that, which is what I was telling my wife yesterday. And then we were like, all right, cool. So we ended up going there from like probably like 6, because I'm Eastern time. I'm in New York now. I lived in Georgia for a while, so I'll give you a little bit of that too. So we went there yesterday. We hung out and we came back, and it was just refreshing to be around humans, you know, that you love. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that was a cool thing. So I was in Georgia 97 till about 2000. I was in Cobb County for a little bit. So,
I know where you're from.
yeah. So we hung out. So I think we were close to Lithia Springs at one point, where that Kroger is. I don't know if you are familiar with Austell Road at all, but Austell Road, depending on where you take it, you could run into Lithia Springs Road, which there's a Kroger there last time, you know, from what I recall in my brain. Of course, Town Center Mall and all that stuff. We did that run. We did the car scene, you know, the clutch and game. We did that for a while and then came back. So we did a little Georgia for a little bit, which I miss, but I don't think we'll live there. My sister still lives in Georgia and stuff. So we visited her in for Thanksgiving. So a little background. You know, I'm here in New York, born and raised, and just love it. But we're not here to talk about me. But I'm curious. I had to give you a little bit of that. Touch points, right? Touch points, they call it. Right. So Grinding Coffee Co. And I think what sparked my interest is when I saw it's because I've always wanted to get some kind of information from coffee companies that are coming up into the space, especially for the gamer space. Now, I've always had a, you know, coffee on a regular, right? Ever since probably I was like teens, maybe. So I'm making coffee right now, and then I get your email. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to have time to drink it. So let me just run to the call and I'll drink it after. Right. So I even have coffee being made right now. So tell us why gamers and streamers specifically is what you said on the website at providing coffee to streamers. Why is that important to them, and what is the benefits for them?
First things first, one of the first things that I ever learned in radio was that your target audience is not always who you would expect it to be. Mm-hmm. When I worked at the adult contemporary station, which is just pretty much the 80s, you know, women love the 80s. It's just one of those easygoing, you know, music. Like, it's not only the 80s, but it's quote unquote 80s, 90s, and today. So they've got, like, you know, light pop or country pop mixes, stuff like Hunter Hayes and Taylor Swift, just things that women who are over the age of 24 will like to listen to, you know, with their kids in the car, on their way to go pick them up from school, on their way to soccer practice. Those are the types of people that that station is primarily targeting. However, one of the off groups that they did not expect to target at all was actually men that were in their 40s. It is because that on that radio station, not only do they play, you know, the country pop and just regular pop, but they also play 80s rock, which is something that men around the age 40s group really love. It is one of their favorite genres as polled by Nielsen and Arbitron. So it was important for that station to tailor to who wanted to buy it most. So about this company, we closed down our previous company, which was a clothing store, back in late April, early May, just because things were getting impossible to ship. So, you know, I working at the hospital all through March, February, March, and April, I was working full time, you know, 4 to 5 shifts a week. I'm getting a lot of exposure, but I'm learning a lot. However, in April, the population, the patient population in the ER actually sank. And an ER is really how hospitals make money. So, you know, when the patient population sinks, the hospitals aren't making money. So they're going to start cutting hours so they can save some money, right? Well, my team actually got told May 1st that we would be having hour changes to where we would only have 2 shifts at the hospital a day, which meant that instead of us having the previous 5 shifts a day where there were 5 different scribes at the hospital for 5 different providers, it would now be shrunk down to just 2 scribes a day for every single provider that would be there. And that would include 1 doctor and 2 APCs. Well, that's not good for us, because what ended up happening was that for the month of May, I actually only had 5 shifts for the entire month. Come June, or come May 7th, actually, they told me straight up and they said, hey, we just want to let you guys know that the hospital has now voided their contract. So you're going to have to go to another hospital, or you can quit, or, you know, we just don't have anything for you. And I was like, well, that's kind of sucky.
What are we supposed to do,
you know? So they asked us to submit a whole bunch of paperwork and stuff like that. We get it all done. You know, come the end of May, my last ever shift at that hospital was May 29th. And between May 29th and, let me think, what was that day? May 29th and June 19th, I did not receive a single paycheck. I didn't get any money whatsoever from my previous job. I got nothing. You know, we didn't qualify for unemployment because technically we were contracted employees, but we were being absorbed into another team. So we weren't unemployed. We were just quote unquote shifting jobs, which isn't good as a company to tell a group of people that you just don't have enough shifts for them. So for the month of June, I actually only worked 2 shifts, which was last Friday and this upcoming Wednesday. And that's only going to be $100 paycheck max. So that's just not a feasible income.
Right.
And right when I was getting told that, come late May, Leah had gotten into a fiasco at her job. You know, someone claimed that she stole something and she was like, I would never do such a thing. That's kind of idiotic that you would even blame me, because if I wanted to steal this, I literally would have just bought you a replacement for it. So her job put her on like administrative leave or whatever, to quote unquote investigate. And then they didn't find anything. But when she came back, I think she worked maybe a day and a half, and they said, hey, so you guys have to go home because COVID's picking back up and we don't know how long you're going to be out of the office this time. So it's time for you to go. And they filed unemployment for them. But all of the employees who had the unemployment filed for them by their employer, the employer put the employer's address versus the individual employee's address. So none of them got their unemployment.
Whoa.
So I hadn't been paid, you know, Leah hadn't been paid. And I'm just like, you know, what are we going to do? We've got no money. We've got nothing to do. I live in my mother's basement. Leah lives with her siblings. You know, like we're just 2 just broke kids. Like what are we supposed to do? I didn't qualify for unemployment. She qualified, but she didn't get it because her employer didn't list the right address. And when she contacted them, nobody answered the phone. So, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, So what's the one thing you do? You reach out for help. Well, I'm the type where I don't like asking my friends for help, because in the event that they need something from me and I just don't have it, it's going to crush my soul if I don't have it. I just can't, because the weight of them needing me and that being the only time that they ever need me, I don't want to not be able to give them something. So, you know, late May, right before I knew I was probably just not going to have any shifts, I actually took my very last paycheck and I made this entire website. I threw all of my money into it. The little bit of change that Leah had, she put in some too, and we scrapped together and made the first version of Grinding Coffee Co. And June 2nd to June 9th, you know, I was individually DMing different Twitter people that I saw from Twitch.
Yeah, how was that going? Hey, how was that process for you?
So initially, when it was before June 9th, which was the ginormous overhaul that I did on the website, no one wanted to work with us. Not a surprise there. The website was complete trash. It just looked scammy. It just looked awkward. It didn't feel genuine. It didn't tell a story. It didn't do anything for anybody. It just looked bland. And, you know, I would direct people like, hey, check out this website. And they're like, oh, I'll check it out. And then they'll look at it and be like, no, I'm okay for right now. And I'm like, oh, yikes. So the first three people who ever mentioned that, you know, they would be willing to work with us were actually people who responded to a DM. The first were this group of Caucasian gentlemen named House Mac. And these guys, you know, I did my research like I do on everybody. And as it turns out, you know, they've attended all these Black Lives Matter protests. This was back when it was really ramping up. They had attended every protest that was going on. They had donated to the Minnesota Bailout Fund and the Freedom Fund. And I was sitting there like, whoa, you know, like these gentlemen actually care about our people. So, you know, of course I want to work with them because they just seem genuine characters, even though they're small, but they are sticking true to their character of caring for other people, no matter who they look like, who they are, what they feel like being for that day. They just don't care. They see them as people and not a color. And that's what I really appreciated about them. The second person who I ever reached out to was actually somebody I played a video game with called Squad. His name is Dr. Hammer, and he is the most hated gentleman in that game. I'm talking about the most toxic of toxic that you could possibly think of. But whenever he spoke to me, he was always very gentlemanlike, and he was very inquisitive about who I was as a person and what it was that I was interested in. And he just seemed like a genuine guy, even though everybody else hated him. He stuck true to his goals no matter what. People would come to his stream all the time and just say, gosh, I hate Dr. Hammer. And he's like, hey, you hate me, but you still show up to watch my stream. Right, so what does that tell you? You know? So I reached out to him and said, hey, would you be interested? And he said, you know, I'd love to. He said, I'd love to so much purely because you mentioned that you are working with a charity. And I was like, yeah, I'm just waiting for them to get back because I had actually sent the Coffee Trust an email about a week prior. But we got no response, of course, due to COVID. And then the third person who we ever reached out to was this kind of e-boy. I mean, he just seems like the TikTok e-boy type. His name's King Tempri. And whenever you went into his chat, he was actually very responsive and perceptive of everybody in the chat. So here I was entering these three guys' you know, streams, and I'm like, hey, do you guys like coffee? And they're like, oh, what? I love coffee. And they're just asking questions about it. And I'm asking them questions about it because prior to 3-4 weeks ago, I had never had a cup of coffee a day in my life. Not one single time.
How come?
So, I'm one of those people where I'm just naturally energetic. The first time I had coffee, I actually just calmed down so much that I got sleepy. So I just, I didn't drink too much more after that. I think I'm just a person who's just naturally full of energy that doesn't really need caffeine in order to stay afloat or stay awake. Like if it's something that I'm interested in or something that I really want to do, I'll be awake for it the whole time. Like for example, on my EMT clinicals, you know, we had to pull 24, 48 hour shifts and I'm awake during the whole thing because I'm just so excited to be there. Like this is a perfect opportunity. And I'm just happy to be where I am and that someone luckily gave me that opportunity to do so. So, you know, when I was doing my market research and entering all these channels, they're like, oh, I love coffee. And, you know, of course, I did research on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, but it came on Reddit where someone mentioned in the Mixer subreddit that they don't trust sponsorships. And I said, okay, well, as someone who's now in charge of a company, I want to know what it is about sponsorships that you don't like. And, you know, of course, he didn't respond, but this guy, his name is Hey, It's Terry TV, he responded and he said, the one thing that people hate the most about sponsorships is that they will take advantage of you more than you believe to be taken advantage of. For example, if someone is giving you just a 10% off, you know, coupon code, but they're not giving you a commission or anything, and they're just sending you free stuff, you know, once a month, that doesn't seem too genuine. You know, 10% is just, it's not enough. It's not, right. Especially if you're not making a commission. Like, what's the point? You get like a tub of whatever it is that they want to give you and 10%, but you only get that tub like once every 3 months. I mean, that doesn't seem fair. It just really didn't seem fair.
Yeah, it's hollow. It's empty. It's not really promising, really.
Right. So, you know, I was doing my research and I was like, okay, well, I've got to come up with a master plan about what it is that people would want. So that tweet that I posted, you know, I had posted it 2 weeks prior, a week prior, 3-4 days prior. No one was answering or responding.
Which one? The one we're still searching for POC and women streamers, that one?
Yep. Yep, okay. That's the one. I had posted it literally like 3 or 4 times before that, and we got no response whatsoever. So, you know, when it took off, I was quite confused as to why.
Yeah, I just happened to see it, and I'm like, oh, cool. And then so that's when I started engaging. Yeah.
It turns out that, you know, prior to that, my website just looked uninviting. It looked unwelcoming. So last Tuesday, which would be June the 9th, I actually stayed up all night, a full 24 hours, and I YouTubed how to make this entire website. I did, because I wanted it to be something that would appeal to people, but I wanted it to be simple, easy, quick to use, something that's just in and out on the go, and something that you don't have to sit there and scroll 20 years to look through. You right. know, we wanted it to be inviting. We wanted it to just get straight to the point and say, hey, here's our products. If you want to learn more about it, you can scroll to the bottom, because some people just don't want to know. You know, if you're buying something off Amazon, do you want to know all about the product, or do you just want to know if it works?
Hmm.
So based on that, you know, I sat there, I fixed it. And last week, the first 3 partners that we had, which would be King Temporary, Dr. Hammer, and House Mac, they actually helped us achieve $200 worth of sales. And we thought that that was huge, because we're like, wow, that's a lot of money. You know, we've never made that much before with our previous store. So that's a lot to us. And we were very excited about them to try the flavors, and they were our guinea pigs for the partnership portal that we developed. They were our guinea pigs for a lot of things, and we're just grateful to them because they took a chance with us. So, you know, having posted that tweet several times saying, you know, we're looking for people of color, we're looking for women, so on and so forth, we actually got quite a few messages over the past week saying, are you just looking for these types of people as like a, you know, a marketing ploy, or what are you looking for these people for?
Right.
And I just kept responding and said, well, we actually just want to work with people who look like us, if that's okay. Like, I didn't really see that was a problem, especially because doing my research, whenever I would go to a Caucasian streamer, whether it be male or female, you know, they would have various sponsorships and partnerships and so on and so forth. But if you were to go to a person of color, male or female, who was relatively the same size with the same amount of viewers and everything like that, they didn't really have many.
Yeah, it's rare that they have a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Right. And you can sit there and try to, like, you know, ask them what for. And they're like, oh, well, I've never been approached, or, you know, I never reached out, and so on and so forth. And I'm like, well, you know, would you want to? And they're like, well, you know, they only work with so on and so forth. And, you know, I don't think I'm their cup of tea, so on and so forth. And
yeah. I don't know if it's the norm for a lot of the individuals who are Black to get partnerships. But for me, most of my collaborations with companies have always come through some kind of test. And I don't know why I feel like I need to pass a test to work with you, whether it's, you know, something with a convention or, you know, a particular conversation. Like, there's just certain things that I need to pass to get access to whatever it is. So I don't know if that's it's everybody's experience, but it has been mine.
And it's just, it's weird, you know, personally, you know, maybe it's because we're a small business, so we don't know, but I just can't put my finger as to why they would feel the need to do that. I mean, what's a test going to prove? Like, if they have the viewership, if they have the following, that should be what truly matters. Should it not? You know, if you're a big if you're a big company, you want people who are going to bring you numbers. So why do people have to take a test in order to work for you?
I don't know.
That's not adding up.
I mean, even among my colleagues, one of the things that we started stressing is make sure you have a pitch deck, right? Because they don't expect us to be ready to show, you know, our demographics and things that we've done with stats and stuff like that. So I recently, you know, put mine together with a recommendation from a friend that, hey, you need to put that together. Just make sure you have it. Because if they say, hey, you know, who's your audience? That's really what they're asking for, your pitch deck, right? So I wanted to make sure I had that. I also wanted to mention to you that Mixer, as of today, according to The Verge, they're no longer operating the way they used to. They're going to merge. They're shutting down and they're going to merge with Facebook Gaming. So I wanted to let you know that if you didn't know that yet.
I knew that because I was actually just talking about it with one of my partners in their stream.
Okay.
And cool. It was us and somebody else, but there's like there's a conglomerate of about 100 people who are all watching these two streamers who are co-streaming. And we were all just talking about it. Like, that's such a weird timing. Like, what, after everything that's going on currently in the gaming Twitter climate, the one thing you want to say is that you're just going to shut down and move to another platform? That's incredibly poor timing, and it shows that not only do they not care about the people, but they care more about the money than the people.
Yeah, it's a lot going on there.
It's just so weird.
Yeah. Flavors. Talk about Flavors, and then we'll talk about, because I don't want to keep you, you know, just to keep you, right?
I've got time. You know, I cleared my whole schedule for you. I was so excited about this.
Nah, I appreciate it. No, I really want to get to like the nitty gritty of why people should, you know, consider you. And I know that for me, seeing it on a whim, and it's I know it's going to be a lot of individuals' experiences, but I definitely wanted to speak with you so people know that you are out there grinding, right? For lack of a better term right now. Right. So Flavors, and then how do they get to work with you? What's the criteria that you're looking for right now?
So one of the things that we wanted was that we noticed that there was no true coffee company for streamers. Besides Madrinas and King's Coast, we wanted something in between, you know, like, we don't want you to just be a partner and only work with us. We didn't want you to be just a little guy and work with us. You know, we're looking for a broad spectrum of people to work with, because we think as a, you know, a group of people that we should all want to work with each other, especially in this climate when we don't know what's in store for us. You know, 2020 is like the apocalypse year. We don't know what's coming. So it's just better to stick together versus trying to separate each other. So we decided that we were going to target streamers because this would just be a perfect opportunity for them to drink coffee, because not everybody drinks energy drinks or supplemental drinks, whatever, just straight up plain coffee, because it's just one of the most favorite drinks in the world. We offer literally over 30 flavors. I mean, over 30 flavors, because we wanted to give at least one person something that they would not be expecting. And we wanted to make sure that we had something for every single person who would come to our store. And if we don't, we're working on it. For example, you know, we have Country Coffee, which is just single origin coffee. The coffee distributor that we use is known as the Telemiquila Coffee Roasters. They do not sell to consumers. They only sell to businesses. So we have to bulk order and purchase whatever coffee it is that we want, but they will individually ship and package it for us. So we don't have to worry too much about them doing so. And the coffee roastery is actually owned by people of color themselves. So we thought it would be a good idea to team up with them. And they told us that it would be okay for us to have an entire business using their roastery. And so we said, okay, great. So this is our company that is partnered with this roastery. I wouldn't say partnered with. We've purchased a small portion of their company, so we are able to distribute through them. So what they do is they have a federal license with the United States Food and Drug Administration that allows them to operate as a fair trade corporation, which means that whenever they purchase coffee, they actually will send someone physically to whatever country it is that we import our coffee from. They will purchase that coffee at a fair price. That's the key word here, fair, a fair price, on American terms. So the people who are picking our coffee are not being shorthanded. We do not do, you know, the whole blood diamond, blood coffee trade. We do not like to do that because we want to at least give people something that is not only environmentally sustainable, but also a fair trade product. So all of our coffee is imported through their coffee roastery. And it's also imported from the Old Chicago Coffee Company, which is also a fair trade project that is part of the Telemecula coffee roasters. So they are able to give us all these different types of coffee, which is super nice of them. You know, any flavor that we want, we could really ask them, hey, is it possible to make this? And then they'll be like, sure, what do you want? And you can explain it to them. And these were the 30 plus flavors that we actually picked and said, hey, we would like for this to be something that we use. So for example, the Guatemalan coffee is actually part of the Coffee Trust, which is the charity organization where we donate 50% of our merchandise proceeds directly to the charity on the customer's behalf. So for example, two of our really good friends, Lucas and Elias, they actually purchased two coffee mugs and we were able to donate 50% right off the bat straight to the charity because we were just so happy that they did that. So we would be able to provide at least a portion of that product's proceeds directly back to the people who picked our coffee because the coffee is imported from Chajul, the region that is known for having this indigenous coffee. And that's where we imported it from. So we like to have our country, our single origin coffee. Personally, if you ask me, the best coffee is the Colombian coffee, which is 300% our absolute best tasting coffee. I mean, it is legitimately probably the best cup of Colombian coffee you will ever have in your life. And I'm not really a coffee drinker, but I'm telling you that right there, that was a good cup. You know, that was actually a really good cup. Our blended coffee is using all of the country coffees flavors and then kind of combining them to see if it works. And out of all the different combinations, these are the ones that worked. The ones that I've tried off the bat, just off the rip, is Gourmet Donut Shop and the Cowboy Blend. The Cowboy Blend is one of our absolute best sellers because it is an insanely good coffee. Have you ever seen those movies where it's like, you know, the dude's way out in the wide open West and he's on his log cabin and he's looking over all of his land and there's mountain in the background with birds flying over and horses running around? That's what that coffee tastes like. That's exactly what that coffee tastes like. Like that first sip is perfection. It's just that's literally dope. One of the best coffees I've ever had in my life. It's definitely the best. We also have the K-Cups, which is just 100% Arabica coffee. That's something that we import from the Old Chicago Company, but it is very, very, very delicious. It tastes like a police coffee, but it's a good police coffee. You know what I'm saying? Another popular blend coffee that we have is the House Blend and the African Kahawa Blend. The House Blend is just most of our Central and South American flavors that are combined into one coffee. It's got nuts, it's got chocolate, it's got citrus, and it just is clean when you drink it. Like it doesn't overpower you. It's not too dark. It's not too light. It's just right there, medium, and it's friendly to drink right there in the morning. You know, if you're sitting at home reading books because you don't have to go to work, the House Blend is definitely one of those coffees to try. The African Kahawa Blend is one of my favorites because it is a flavor that is unique. I will say the least. It is very unique. It's a medium dark-ish roast. It's got coffee, it's got chocolate, it's got caramel, it's got toffee, it's got green apple, fruits, raisins. It's even got cherry and currants, and it gives a light floral finish. It is probably the most quote-unquote unique coffee, I will say, that we offer, because when you taste that first sip, and if you were to try like the Cowboy Blend or the French Roast, the first sip of the African Kahawa Blend will make you say, I know nothing about Africa. It sure will. And then for flavored coffee, of course, all of our flavored coffee is artificially, It's artificially flavored with, you know, a hint of natural flavoring, but it's how we would thought that we would compete with bigger artificial flavors. So, you know, just in case you don't want to support a large national coffee chain's flavored coffee, we also offer flavored coffee. We offer flavors such as Cinnabon, French vanilla, hazelnut, pumpkin spice, mocha, cinnamon hazelnut. I mean, we've got a majority of the coffees that you drink, and we also offer cold brew. Don't ask me anything about cold brew because I don't actually know a lot about cold brew, but we got it because we wanted to make sure that we were able to offer a coffee for at least somebody in the world would be able to say, hey, this is my favorite coffee and I like you guys, so I'm going to buy your coffee.
That's dope. So misconceptions about your company since you've been on Twitter for the last, you know, couple of weeks, and the surge of messages that you've been getting in your DMs, I'm sure, including mine. What can you address with those questions that have been common in your DMs and stuff?
The number one misconception is that people will immediately see the tweet. Of course, they're obvious trolls. Most of them are. And they will say, I can't determine if this is racist or sexist. Neither. What we're doing is approaching the people who aren't offered the sponsorships in the same light as one of their counterparts would be. It wouldn't be fair for us to not offer it to their counterparts, but for that one single time, we were specifically searching for those people because we had already partnered with four Caucasian gentlemen. So we wanted to balance it out and get us four non-Caucasians so we would have a diverse group across the board. We did not know that tweet would take off. That tweet actually took off. Shout out to Calm Black Guy, because he said to me, he sent me a DM and he said, hey, I'm going to retweet this because this is like the third or fourth time that I've seen you tweet this out and nobody is responding. He said that the reason why people miss opportunities is because they're not looking hard enough. And he had retweeted it before, but no one really bought into it before the whole website change. So the fact that he just retweeted it again, it's just all because of him for all of our success. I was actually so thankful to him that I actually sent his family a merch pack because it's incredible what one person who is willing to network with you can do in this day and age. So we are incredibly thankful for him. Another misconception is that when I commented, you know, we're looking for a person of color or a woman, I was running out of tweet spaces. So I had to attach a second tweet. And I put in the second tweet, we're also looking for the LGBT plus community because we are LGBT plus. I identify as a transgender male. My partner is a lesbian female. You know, we want to cover the full spectrum because this is Pride Month. We want to include you guys because not always are people willing to work with you. Plus, the United States Supreme Court even just said that it is illegal for you to be discriminated against. So if you were ever discriminated against by some sponsorship company, partnership, whatever, reach out to us and I will give it to you, no questions asked, because you deserve the same amount of respect as anybody else. You're just a human. You're just human. We're just human. You know, so another misconception was that somebody had commented and they said, you're doing great, but I just want to say that women aren't always in the binary gender. And I attached underneath and I said, well, I understand that. And that's why I included the LGBT plus, because oftentimes people have the misnomer that there's only two genders, or they will say, well, you know, you can't be, you know, transgender because, you know, that's part of the LGBT. The LGBT is traditionally supposed to be about sexuality, not who you are. It's not supposed to be about your gender.
Yeah, so, I'm still learning, which is why I'm super quiet in this part, this section here, because I know, you know, some of my listeners be like, why didn't you say anything as this particular topic came up? Because I'm still learning. Right. So and listening at the same time. So I'll go on.
There's a difference between sexuality and gender. Okay, so I am transgender, but if you were to ask me, what are you into? It's women. So therefore, that means my sexuality is heterosexual. I'm only attracted to one gender. If you were into two genders, you would say I'm bisexual. If you were into any person, like if you didn't like someone for how they looked and you just had feelings for whoever you wanted to have feelings, you would be considered pansexual. Mm. Or you can identify as whatever it is that you want. That's what the plus is there for. That plus is there for literally anything on the rainbow spectrum that will make you feel like a person. It wants it is there for you to understand that there are people who don't want to identify as a gender, or there are people who will identify as numerous genders, or there will be people who identify as aromantic, agender, but they are still a human being. They still count and we still love them. You know, okay. Day in and day out, I'm still learning about my own community, which is completely crazy, but there's a lot of information to be had and there's a lot of information to be obtained about literally any human being. And I'm just one of those people that are willing to sit down and listen and say, hey, I want to learn about you. Would you mind explaining what this means to me?
Right. So the reason I didn't really mention price, because I believe based on what I saw with the pricing is competitively priced with the other companies and similar genres. Meaning correct. Similar genres in terms of the product that you offer, right? So which is why I didn't really go into pricing and stuff. So partnership applications, people reaching out, hey, you know, I want to be down. Hey, yo, what's going on? Yo, can you put me on? Like, what's that process and how are you weeding out those who qualify and those who do not?
We have had over 1,000 messages. And the fact that there are only two people who work for this entire company with only one of us having a computer, it has been a very big hassle. Thursday night to Friday morning, I actually turned off the notifications on Twitter. And somehow in the process of me doing that, I broke our Twitter on accident and I couldn't open any messages whatsoever, but I could tweet, I could look at notifications, but I couldn't message anybody. So prior to Friday, if you've messaged us, my bad if I haven't gotten back to you. Those messages just straight up disappeared. And every time we try to go open one on Twitter, it just crashes. We've reached out to Twitter support in order to fix that problem, and they're working on it. So what happened was that I gave a group of people, I gave the first 30 people who applied, I just straight up said, sure, we'll accept you. You know, I got no problem. And then I go to bed, I wake up to 400 messages and I was like, hey, that's a lot of people, you know? So I gave them a proposition where I initially offered free coffee, you know, you just have to get 5 referrals. And they were like, what? You know, almost half or a third of them replied and was like, yeah, I'd love to, you know? Okay, so great. That would be wave 2. Wave 1 are the first ever people that we reached out to. We're just automatically accepted. I try to do waves. So like, you know, every 2 to 3 days, I'll open applications and then I'll close applications. So, you know, wave 2, everybody got a free coffee and a free coffee mug. But when it came to wave 2, we actually had picked up so much steam that Twitch partners were reaching out. And we were kindly educated that what we offer is not a sponsorship, but rather a partnership or an affiliateship. I'm still kind of not sure what the difference between partnership and affiliateship is, because we've heard from many partners that this is a partnership, but then we hear from other partners, no, it's just an affiliateship. And I'm like, I have no idea what we are, but we want to be considered equals, so we're partners. I would like to just shake on partners.
Okay.
So, you know, wave 2, I promise everybody free coffee. I shot myself in the foot. I did, because I am one of the gays who just can't do math. There's certain types of gays. I'm the can't do math gay. I can't do math. So I told everybody that they get a sample pack, but then trying to calculate it in my brain, I was like, that would not be enough coffee for anybody to enjoy, because it's just one cup of coffee. And I wouldn't want anybody to just try just one pot of coffee and be like, it's not really my flavor. I need to try another one. You know, we want to send you a full bag of what it is. So I actually had to sit down and calculate our sample packs actually cost us more money to send out to every single person unless we send out a 12-ounce pack. So I actually just started sending out the 12-ounce packs and call it a day. Because that would just be easier for us, especially if someone says, hey, I like really like this flavor, and then they get five additional flavors and be like, yeah, I'm not going to drink any of this because this just isn't my type. Then we want to make sure that we can find something that anybody likes. So wave two, all got free coffee. Wave three, we gave them free coffee, of course. And then we said, you know, in exchange for referrals, you'll get additional bags of coffee, because we are trying to launch a weekly mission on the partner side of the way that our partner team works, which is something that I have to do later on today. And, you know, we got us like 200 people that I just said, yeah, you'll get some coffee. And then I had to sit there and think about it logistically. And I said, wait a minute, I can't give, you know, 200 people coffee all at once, because then we're just going to bottom out the company. Right. So now I have to sit there and go back and say, okay, well, you know, would you mind if I sent out your coffee based on who applied first? And most of the people who were responding are like, no, I don't mind, you know, first come, first serve. And I was like, oh, right. Thank God, you know, once a week we're able to be paid through our, you know, merchant website, you know, because it automatically withdraws, and then everything that's left over, we can use the next week to purchase whatever it is that we need. So that's just how I was going to do it. You know, once a week, buy like 20 people at one time, coffee, call it a day. And then the first 200 people that we partner with, I was like, I kind of want to do something special for them. You know, they're part of the first people that ever supported us. And many of those who already said, yeah, I want to be supported, they're already buying coffee and telling their friends and stuff before they even get the coffee sample. And I'm like, I feel like I owe these guys a favor. So what's the first thing you think we did with our first ever paycheck?
You gave them money back?
Nope. We actually purchased them all coffee mugs as a thank you.
That's dope. That's dope.
Because we gave them not only coffee, but we also gave them a coffee mug, because we thought that it would be important for us to let them know that not only are you getting this free coffee, not only are you earning a commission, not only are you given a referral link and code, but we will also want to give you something physical that will signify our partnership. And a coffee mug is 100% the best way for us to do so.
I like that. I like that.
So, you know, we're giving out our coffee mugs. We actually had a sit down with one of our partners. His name is Data Dave. He hosts Day to Day with Data Dave. He's like one of the world's nicest guys. We actually had to sit down with him and work out a deal that would be better for partners, because, you know, he said most of the reason why most partners are turning you down is because this isn't really great for them. You know, as an affiliate or someone who's working their way up to partner, this is great because it's not only giving them exposure, it's also giving them partial income. It's giving them a free product that they're able to promote. And, you know, it just turns back around, because as a small business that's growing, we're able to get, you know, quote unquote clout. And this quote unquote clout is just growing and amplifying day by day. And people are saying, oh my God, I have I know Grinding Coffee, you know, I want to work with them. And then they end up referring their friends, and then their friends refer them. So we thought that would be cool for affiliates, but what's something different that we could do for partners? So for partners, we actually changed their commission rate by an additional 5%, because we thought that that would be fair, especially if you're going from an affiliate to partner. We want to give you that additional 5%, and you can earn up to 30% commission as a partner compared to you earning up to 25% as just a regular affiliate, because we want to give you guys something, because you helped us in our time of need completely out of the blue. Partners will also be getting a monthly pound of coffee, because that would be the cheapest thing for us to do. Because, you know, a pound of coffee, it's going to last for, I believe, 48 full pots of coffee. So that's well over a month. Yeah, that's well over a month. So we thought that it would be feasible for us to do, because that would really mean that we only had to buy coffee like every month and a half, really, truthfully, because it's just so much coffee that we could send them. So on top of them getting the monthly coffee, on top of them getting the commission, they also get the coffee mug because you're part of the first 200, and they also get a t-shirt that just says Grinding Coffee Co. And out of that t-shirt, you know, we said we'll pay for the t-shirt. You just need to know that half of those proceeds of us paying for it is automatically just going to go straight back to the coffee trust. And they're like, what? I was like, I mean, we promised them 50% of our merchandise proceeds, which includes t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tank tops. 50% goes directly into the charity. 100% just right there into the charity. And they're like, that's crazy. And I'm like, you know, they helped us, so we want to help them. They gave us our coffee. We want to help them. Speaking of which, the Guatemalan coffee, compared to other coffees, if you purchase the Guatemalan coffee, 50% of the Guatemalan coffee proceeds are also donated to the charity.
Mm.
So, you know, this is not necessarily between me and you, but hopefully by the time this airs, people will know. But one of the things that I am working on by myself is actually figuring out a way to secure game codes and games on behalf of our partnership team.
Nice.
One of the game companies is actually called Mr. Camel 101. They developed one of my absolute favorite video games. It's called Syndrome. I was able to play it years and years ago when it first came out. And they're very good at creating horror games. One of the first horror games that I had ever played, of course, was Syndrome. It freaked me out so much that I was like, no, I got to stop playing. But I kept up with the company, and they know who I am. So they were like, hey, we're willing to send you some keys for our brand new horror game. And it's called Those Who Remain. And it happens to be one of those really niche psychological horror games. But it is probably one of the most well-received on Steam as of this moment. Everybody that's played it has said, hey, I actually really enjoy this game. This is actually quite fun. And I'm like, oh, good. Oh, good. I'm so excited. That's Everybody's awesome. Going to like it.
So what did we leave out? I think we got most of the stuff. Anything that you're like, you know what? I wish I could talk about this openly. That now that we're here, and we're having a conversation about it, this should probably go out before Wednesday. So I'm trying to really just do a light edit and then just have it out before Wednesday of this week. So you'll see me mentioning that on social, and then of course, you know, with your proper. You know, thumbnails and all that good stuff that for branding purposes. But yeah, I don't think we left anything out specifically. We talked about the partner stuff. We kind of talked about pricing, but not really. You could just go on a website, Grinding Coffee. I want to make sure I get that right. Hold on, because I had it up here. GrindingCoffee.co. So make sure you go there and you'll see all the information there. It's a beautiful website, a well done, very clean. A clean layout, which is always good, easy to understand, easy to navigate, which is dope. I have some comments I'll share with you offline in regards to some of the things that I did see about the website. But it's beautifully laid out. Like, absolutely beautiful job, phenomenal job, well done. Okay, so all the hours Thank that you. You spent, you know, staying up doing that, beautiful job. Well done. So did we leave anything out? Anything that you definitely want to get in this conversation before we begin wrapping up and things like that?
One of the first things that people asked us was that they would say, hey, I live in Georgia. Can I just come pick it up? First and foremost, no. You know, the coronavirus is going on, girl. Don't try to show up at our house. No, no. We are 100% an online business. We have no brick and mortar store. No reason to have one. You know, we're just poor millennials, just like y'all most likely are. We ain't got no money, girl. You know, I can't afford it. You can't afford it. Why bother?
Yeah, in this climate, we can't be driving to people's, you know, establishments and trying to pick stuff up. I know they're trying to do that the best way they can with you know, brick and mortar businesses now, but it's really tough. The layout has to be really good. What do you call that? Sanitizing everything has to be, you know, very well done and all that stuff. So if that's not the establishment that's doing that, then it's not ideal to do that at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think I'm good. I really wanted to reach out to you. Just to have a conversation about everything that I've been seeing about your company. I know it's overwhelming, but it's exciting at the same time that a lot of individuals are reaching out to you in regards to what you're doing in the coffee space, right? You mentioned King's Coast earlier. I've had conversations with Broman in the past when he had come up here for an thing that he was doing with Micro Center a while back. I was able to have a conversation with him and sit down and stuff. So, but yeah, any way I can amplify on my platform, I'm more than willing to do that, which is why I reached out. I'm glad it did work out the way it did. And in terms of plugs, promos, and all that stuff, where can people find you? And I guess final thoughts and stuff.
I had something to say and I already forgot what it was.
It's okay.
I don't remember. You know, I mean, our Facebook is Grinding Coffee Co. It has the logo just like everything else. The only weird one that we have is just our Twitter, where apparently it would be too long for us to put the extra G. So it's just Grindin' Coffee Co. compared to Grinding Coffee.
Gotcha.
That's it. One of my partners actually just reached out and she just said, hey, I'm opening your coffee right now on stream. And I'm like, you already got it? You just ordered it like 2 days ago. So like, it's completely crazy. They just got their coffee. So I think one of the things that I wanted to definitely say was that if you place your order, it's going to take 2 to 3 business days to process your payment. And when that payment is done on the 3rd business day before 3 p.m. or the 4th business day that morning, it will process and it will ship your coffee. Your coffee is shipped that 4th day. It is roasted that morning and shipped that afternoon at 3 p.m.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Dope stuff. Dope stuff. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. I wanted to know more, which is why I'm glad you decided to come on. And any final thoughts before we wrap?
You should tell your listeners to use this coupon code. I'm going to make it just for you actually right now. What would you like it to be called?
Wow. On the spot stuff. You could make it TSR. TSR. Does it case sensitive or no?
Nope.
So you can make it TSR, all caps. TSR.
All right. TSR. Do you want 20% off?
I'm not picky.
20%, 25.
Well, I'm not. I'll do 25. How high we can go for the listeners.
25% off the entire order. No questions asked.
Wow. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. Thank you so much for interviewing me. You know, this is my first interview in 3 years. So I was very nervous. I was sweating buckets all day long preparing for this. And I still don't feel like
I'm prepared. You sounded nervous in the beginning, and I didn't want to point it out, so I just let it
around. Yeah, I'm incredibly nervous because, you know, this is still new to us. We definitely did not know that our own coffee shop would blow up, and it's just literally the wildest thing I think I've ever done in my life. Like, I'm still shocked, you know. I told my mom that we made this much money, and she was like, okay, great. Clean your room. And I was like, awesome. My mom doesn't even care, you know?
Yeah, thanks, mom. Thanks, mom. No, that's awesome. I'm super excited for you and your teammate and your partner for the coffee. I thank you for the code. I was not going to ask for anything. I just wanted to amplify the conversation, I guess, just full disclosure. And I thank you for taking the time to even do something like that. So that's... caps TSR, and I'll make sure I make a note of that. That's all I have. I thank you. I hope you have a great day. I hope you stay safe in this current world, 2020 world, this first half. I hope it gets better in the second half. Right? I'm wishing you all the blessings, you know, praying for you guys. And to prosper financially and be secure in the business that you have and that you're building right now.
Thank you so much. Like, I literally just can't begin to express how excited and just overwhelmed and inundated by how many thoughtful and supportive messages have came out from this community. You know, we were just, you know, trying to help people who we thought, you know, needed just a little bit of help, just like we need a little bit of help. We thought that it wasn't fair that they weren't getting the same light that their counterparts were. And even if they were at the same level, they had to work 12 times harder just to get one sponsorship. And we thought it would be more feasible for us to mutually work together. That's why we're called a partnership. We want to work with you. We don't want you to work for us. We don't want to work for you. It's with you, because this is a community and we're going to build it together.
That's awesome. And guys, that's all I have. We are out. You've been fantastic. I appreciate you. Until next time, guys, take care.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.